Hi, it's Melanie calling.
Hey, Melanie, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. All it's morning over there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I've not been up for long.
Oh, really?
So we're just trying to wake myself up.
get some coffee going.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice. Hey, thanks for the time.
No problem.
I wanted to, grab you and talk about the new single and... Very cool single, by the way, which we'll get to a bit later on. Hey, how are you guys going over there, Corona? You, your family, you guys all safe? You guys doing okay?
Everyone's okay, all healthy. Yeah. Going a bit nuts, but healthy, so that's the main thing.
It's a bit like us over here. We've gone crazy trying to be told to stay indoors, and we've got these beaches and we've got the barbecues. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
But that's the important part. Hey, firstly, being a mum, I want to ask, how do you separate mum life to music life? Because you've had an incredible career, but how do you separate it?
I think it's kind of impossible to separate sometimes. Yeah. Especially at the moment, because most of my work I'm doing from home, being in lockdown here in London.
Yeah.
So, that's made me realise it's difficult to be a mum and be taking care of a family and, trying to do interviews and, organise lots of things. So, so that's tough. I mean, I suppose in normal life, whenever that resumes, you can kind of, when you go out and you're at work, I mean, like everybody, you're in a different headspace, aren't you?
Yeah.
But my daughter comes with me to work often and, she likes to cook. I suppose it's a job which is quite sociable. So you can have your kids around, and she's 11 now, so she enjoys it.
Oh, awesome. Does she get behind the writing of your music, and does she give you the tips and tricks maybe?
Well, she's a very good critic. Absolutely, in every way. But I think with the age that she is, and she loves her music, it's interesting, to have that very honest ear. And that's been lovely with all of my new stuff that I've been playing her. She's loving it because it's quite dancey.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Mummy, sounds like chart music." And I'm like, "Oh, that's a relief."
Well, that's a good thing. So I guess if you've got her a tick of approval, then let's let the world hear it, I suppose.
I think she's definitely my harshest critic.
Hey, that is so cool. Daughters are so good. I wanted to go back a little bit further for you and ask you a big question. If it wasn't for the Spice Girls, where do you think you would be now?
Wow, that is a big question.
Yeah. You'd be doing music of some sort, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I hope so. My only dream as a kid was to be a performer. And I went to Performing Arts College when I was 16. And I trained in musical theatre. Even though I really wanted to work in music, I knew how hard it was. So, I like to think if I wasn't working in the music industry, I'd at least be on stage somewhere.
So you'd still be in the entertainment form even without the Spice Girls as such, yeah?
I hope so, yeah. Either that or fitness, which is obviously another love of mine.
Sporty, that's where that comes from then, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now take us just to the Spice Girls. What was it like last year getting back together? Because that was one of the best things of 2019, to hear that the Spice Girls were getting on stage. Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was literally so much more than we ever could have imagined.
Yeah.
The fans were incredible. We had people from all over the world come to see us in London. And the shows were just, it was insane. The energy and the love that was out there. So, it felt very, very special. We felt very loved.
Was it more than you, from your fans' side, was it more than you expected? You knew that it was going to be big and exciting, but was it more than you thought?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we hoped that it would be successful and fun and exciting, and it was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It was, we couldn't believe. I think we originally set out to maybe do about 6 shows.
Yes.
And once they went on sale, they just kept adding and adding and adding dates. And yeah, every night was sold out, and every city we went to, it was like we took over the city, and it was like a national holiday, and everyone was out and out all day. Oh, everyone dressed as a Spice Girl. So it was incredible. And you know, I really hope that there's more opportunities for us to do more of that when the world gets back to some kind of normal.
Well, when it does go back to normal, another big question: when are you coming to Australia, the Spice Girls? When is that happening? Because we know
that's the big question.
We know, well, Mel B, you know, keeps teasing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and I feel exactly the same as Melanie. You know, yeah, we would be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And you know, it's tricky. There's four of us that, you know, we have to get all of our diaries in line, and
yeah,
everyone's mums and got families and careers, and it's just hard. It's hard to line things up, but we know we owe our Australian fans.
Yeah.
And you know, when we feel, you know, awful that we haven't got there already. But yes, personally for me, you're top of my list.
Yes, you heard it here on the Random 30, top of the list. But I mean, overall, I mean, the jokes aside, as much as we would love it, you're right, you do have to get it all together. The kids have to be prepared. You know, what are you gonna do with the families? You know, so it does take, you gotta take a lot into account before you go, yeah, I'm gonna come to Australia at the end of 2020, for example. A lot has got to go into it. Yeah. Let's talk about you, Solo World. If I can just go back between you and Spice Girls, how do you separate solo Melanie C away from Sporty Spice? How do you separate that?
Well, I think, you know, the thing is, and a big part of this song and a lot of the music I'm working on right now, it's a lot about self-acceptance.
Yeah.
And that is accepting every part of yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am a solo artist. I am Sporty Spice. And I think doing the big shows with the girls last year really made me realize that Sporty is a huge part of me. And I love that. You know, I wholly embrace every aspect of who I am.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
I see what you did there.
So of course, when I'm out as a solo artist, you know, it's very different.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out there on my own doing my thing. And then when I'm on stage with the girls, it's a very different environment. But, you know, they're all very much part of me. So I kind of, every day is a new day, isn't it? And I approach that with, you know, trying to just be the best of who I am.
Yeah. And learning you, and obviously other girls, but learning you over these years, and correct me if I'm wrong, did you have a self-acceptance problem? Did you struggle with self-acceptance?
Yeah, I think most people do, don't they?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I know a lot of young girls do. You know, we go through our childhood, you know, hopefully most people have a childhood where they feel very free and they feel very much themselves.
Yeah.
You know, personally for me, the teen years weren't too tricky. It was more for me, you know, being in the public eye, having that huge life change of, you know, of being in the Spice Girls. And then I suppose that's when some of my insecurities crept in.
Yeah.
And so my 20s were quite difficult. And I think that's something that happens quite a lot to people. So getting older, just learning more about myself.
Are you through that now? Are you doing okay now? You accept yourself with what, you know, with what you've done in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't say it's plain sailing. You know, life's tricky at times, isn't
it? Life's not meant to be easy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's lots of ups and downs.
Yeah.
But no, definitely, I think, you know, some of the personal challenges that I had to face in my late 20s, you know, were very much a symptom of a lot of the things that I'd been through.
So
I've done lots of work, and I really believe therapy is a very positive thing for people. And just taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Becoming a mum was a big thing for me. You know, it's obviously you have a huge responsibility in raising a child, and that has really helped me, you know, realize that, you know, I have to be strong for her and myself. So it's, you know, I think it's a work in progress, isn't it? It really is.
Absolutely. And this is the song, Who I Am. This is about you. It's about your life and your career. Was it hard to write this in song in less than 4 minutes? for the song? Like, how did you do it?
You know what? I think what's so wonderful is if you have a very strong feeling for a song and what you want to express,
yeah,
then, you know, it's wonderful to be able to get it into you know, 3-4 minutes. And I was working with Biff, who, you know, lots of Spice Girls fans will know. He was one of our collaborators on Wannabe, To Become One, Spice Up Your Life, Mama, you wow. know, so many of the big hits. So it was lovely to be in an environment where I felt very safe, you yeah. know, and I'm very able to be honest. And yeah, and we have a lot of fun. You know, it gets serious. We really express some deep emotions, but it's music, it's entertainment.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
it's
always trying to find that balance.
But that's the idea of music is you're as the artist and then me as the listener. That's what your job, I guess, is to do, is to take us on that journey. And in this song, you've taken us on that journey of your life and you've explained it, which then carries on to the video clip as well, is you've then explained it in visual footage as well.
Yeah, the video was really, really interesting because I appear in the video looking like different times in my life and career, like when I had my short hair, Northern Star, the first solo record, Sporty Spice.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's like, it was weird. And like when I was putting wigs on to take me back to different times, it was freaky. It was like, it was quite hard to look at myself. But, you know, it was an interesting experience to kind of revisit those times and those feelings and emotions. And I think it's, you know, it's really clever. My video director, Sylvie, she's incredible, a young German director. She had this concept and I just thought it was really clever. You know, it's me in a gallery, it's me being viewed, you know, it's like how people see us, how we see ourselves, how we want to present ourselves. And so it's just a really interesting take on fame, I think.
I'm glad you went to the gallery thing because I was going to ask about that. Why the design of the footage around a gallery, and that was, like you said, to explain it all.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, in some ways, I've come to this point in my career and it feels like a new chapter.
Yeah.
And it's almost, you know, celebrating the past, but embracing the present and looking to the future. So it was very much, a great environment to show that.
With the song of what it is, was it very scary or how scary was it to release it to the world? Or you're just like, hey, you know what? Let's just run. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and I was excited. Yeah. I was excited because I love it. I think it's a great song. We recently released a great remix by Joe Goddard, who is from a band called Hot Chip, who are a really cool electronic band here in the UK. You know, they do great things. And I just wanted everyone to hear it. And you're always nervous, obviously, because you want it to do well. Yeah. And it's had a lovely response. It's doing great here and internationally. It was lovely to be in Australia recently. You know, I had the opportunity to, that was my last taste of freedom. And then I went to LA and like the whole world shut down.
Yeah.
So I miss Australia. I was there literally only 3 weeks ago. But I look forward to coming back.
Yeah. There's an album behind this as well, isn't there? You're working on the album?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're pretty close to getting it finished. I mean, obviously, with the current situation, it's a little bit of a held up, but it's mostly written. We are recording and mixing and getting it all sounding tip top. So, yeah. So hopefully that will be, I mean, there'll definitely be more new music this year.
Nice. Love that. Love that. Are you mixing it yourself, being a DJ? Are you all behind that part or you let the others do it?
I use people who are much more accomplished than myself.
Don't put yourself down. Give it a go.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, maybe in the future.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, we like to have a little bit of fun to wrap up our chats. The Random 5 Fun Question Game. Do you want to play?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so 5 fun questions. Put you on the spot. Are you good to go? Here we go.
I'm good to go.
Being a mum, what do you share with your daughter that your mum taught you?
Oh, well, my mum was really good. She taught me how to cook. So, you know, just the basics, but I think that's a really important life skill.
Yes.
So I'll be sharing that with my daughter when she can get off her phone and TikTok.
Oh, my son's the same. TikTok, I am over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, TikTok, we're TikToking everything. What is the most expensive thing you have brought, but then you broke?
Oh my goodness. That's a good question. Oh gosh. Oh, I've broken a few computers along the way.
Yeah.
But they don't live forever, do they?
No.
I can't think.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, like I treated myself to a lovely new kitchen a couple of years ago, and
Yes.
a few weeks ago I took a big old chip out of the side, and that was quite annoying.
Wow. Through your career, what is the strangest fan experience you've had?
Oh gosh. Strangest fan experience. I mean, I don't think I've had any that I've especially strange. I
Yeah.
think it always feels strange when people, can be very emotional when they meet you, and it's lovely,
Yeah.
but it's weird because, we're all just humans at the
Yeah,
end of the day.
exactly.
And
Yeah.
so when people get like really freaked out to meet you, that always feels a little bit odd.
Bit strange there. Now, a question going back to the Spice Girls touring last year, and I'm pretty sure it was the Manchester show, and I can't remember which one it was, but one of them said to you that you're a perfectionist, but you stuffed up. What is the biggest stuff up you have done on stage? Because you're a perfectionist. Don't worry,
Well,
I've researched you. I've researched.
I've come to learn there's no such thing as perfection, so I'm a failed perfectionist. What have I done? Well, we all kept forgetting the words on one particular song, which was funny.
And that's on
I think we maybe got
YouTube.
it. We got it right like once. So that was fun. Yeah, Emma really took pride in me getting something wrong because they think I never go wrong, but I do. I go wrong all the time. I think actually in the shows, there's a song called Never Give Up on the Good Times. And in the section of the show, it was like really fun. It was like girls' night out, disco time. And there was a particular sound in the music that was our cue to start the routine. And I heard it and I went for it. Pure Sporty Spice, gung ho. And I got to my position on the stage and I turned around and the girls hadn't moved because I'd totally heard the bonking. And that was a classic. They were absolutely in stitches because that was you couldn't hide. There was no hiding from that mess up.
But I think that makes it fun too for the fans as well as you ladies on stage. The bloopers are always the good things, and if it happens, you just gotta laugh it off.
Well, I think, what I remembered being on stage with the girls last year is so much about the Spice Girls is our imperfections,
Yeah.
so when we go wrong, you're right, the audience love it. It kind of it's an icebreaker,
Yeah.
and I think that's why, a lot of our success came from us not being perfect, being different from each other, being individuals. And I think that's how people could relate to us because we weren't up on a pedestal being these, amazing superstars. We were just pretty normal at the end of the day.
I love that. And your final question, I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is there one Spice Girls song that you are not a fan of?
Ooh, controversial.
Hang on, where's my dun dun dun?
Well, I think, obviously all the hits are amazing and there's incredible album tracks as well. But actually the one song
Maybe it's one you
that we kept, well, it's
ballsed
that one we kept getting wrong. Exactly. It's called Do It. And
Yeah.
it was an album track and it's not the best song in the world anyway. And so I hate that song. So every time we got to the end of it on the shows, I was like, oh, thank God that's over.
Wasn't expecting you to answer it. Wow, and you did. Wow, you shocked me. I thought I'd be going for another fifth question. Oh, that is so good. So much fun. Congratulations on all your success. Hopefully we do see you and the girls here in Australia. That would be amazing. But Who Am I, the new single, amazing. We're about to play it on the Random 30. Melanie C, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care. See you soon.